With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. New York Congressman George Santos was expelled from the House on Friday in a historic vote following a House Ethics Committee investigation into alleged fraud perpetrated by his campaign after months of scandals around the freshman Republican lawmaker. Correspondent Jake Offenhartz reports Santos previously survived two expulsion votes, but this time was different.
It wasn't until a recent report by the House Ethics Committee that many who previously opposed the idea of expulsion came around to it, including many members in his own party. The report found that he tricked donors who thought they were contributing to his campaign and spent the money on personal items such as luxury accessories and Botox.
Retired Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, the first woman to sit on the U.S. Supreme Court, has died at age 93.
During her tenure on the High Court, O'Connor often was a decisive vote in key cases. In 1992, she led a five-justice majority in the Casey decision that upheld Roe v. Wade. She said the court's obligation is to define the liberty of all, not to mandate our own moral code. In 2000, O'Connor was part of the 5-4 majority that effectively resolved the disputed presidential election in favor of George W. Bush over Al Gore.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston says O'Connor died of complications related to advanced dementia and a respiratory illness. Israel's war with Hamas resumed in full force Friday. Airstrikes hit houses and buildings in the Gaza Strip minutes after a week-long truce ended. Black smoke billowed from the besieged territory, where health authorities reported dozens of Palestinians killed. And Israel dropped leaflets over Gaza City and southern parts of the enclave, urging civilians to flee to avoid the fighting. Terrorists in Gaza resumed barrages of rocket fire into Israel. This is SRN News. By the age of 13, a child has spent five times more hours in school than in church, even if a child goes to church. To counter this disparity and potential harm, a pastor's summit was convened in Richmond, Virginia on Thursday to learn how churches can shape the public schools and rescue the next generation.
Pastors recommended providing meeting rooms and resources for parents' groups and uniting ministers to persuade school boards on policy. Dallas pastor Tony Evans said each church should adopt a school.
So if every school got adopted by one church and provided mentoring and tutoring and family support services to the at-risk students in that school, we would be doing a good work.
He said the results will be transformative. Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
Other speakers at the gathering included Virginia Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears. SRN News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky assesses his country's ongoing conflict with Russia.
In an exclusive interview with the Associated Press, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the war with the Russians entering a new stage as winter looms.
У нас нова фаза війни, і це факт.
Zelensky says winter's expected to complicate fighting after a summer counter-offensive had failed to produce desired results due to enduring shortages of weapons and ground forces. Despite setbacks, Zelensky says Ukraine is not backing down. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukrainian media are reporting that the country's spy agency staged two successive train explosions on a railroad line in Siberia that serves as a key conduit for trade between Russia and China. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.